Time to recap Red Willow County Commissioners meeting for yesterday at the county courthouse. Let's talk about it. County Commissioner Ted Ganz, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Rich, and yourself?
Doing good. Doing good, good. Great. We are almost to Valentine's Day. Can you believe that?
This weekend. You got big plans?
A little bit. Not too bad. We got ball games. We got basketball games Friday, Saturday, so that's a given.
Yep, that kind of cuts into the agenda.
But we got a little dinner. Little dinner plan.
Well, good.
You betcha.
You betcha.
This was a meeting yesterday that didn't last too long, did it?
It did not. There was not a lot on the agenda. To be honest with you, we reviewed accounts payable and payroll claims from 8:30 to 9 o'clock. Then at 9 o'clock, we opened the floor for citizens' comments. Tim Anderson, seeking a seat in the legislature, stopped by and kind of just wanted to know. He's in McCook, I believe, yet today.
Mm-hmm.
And he just wanted to visit with us and see what we thought as a county and what maybe things we'd like to see stay in place. And so we had a conversation about a few topics. And that kind of concluded citizens' comments there, but mm-hmm. we had a good conversation, and I believe, like I said, he's going to be going door-to-door to businesses, and he's still probably here if you wanted to visit with him.
Okay. Board of Equalization meeting?
Nothing under Board of Equalization. The only thing we had under then the regular agenda, the Board of Commissioners agenda, was the quarterly jail inspection. Mm-hmm. We did that there at the tail end, went down, visited with Lieutenant Reel down in the jail. Everything seems to be going good. No hiccups, no problems. So that concluded that jail inspection. We had some items on the consent agenda. Item number one was approved minutes from the previous Board of Commissioners and Board of Equalization meeting. Item number two was approved accounts payable claims in the amount of $181,638.84. And then item number three was surplus items for the sheriff's office. They had 19 chairs there that needed surplus. They're just wore out and tore up. So item number four is a memorandum of understanding regarding prisoner boarding. These were interlocal agreements with the surrounding counties on if the surrounding counties were to lodge prisoners in Red Willow County's facility. Then there was just the main difference was just some price changes, mm-hmm. Price increases, in fact. Item number five was appoint Barrett Eilers to the Fair Board to replace Gail Rippey, term to expire 12/31 of 2027. Gail resigned from the Fair Board, so we replaced him with Barrett Eilers. Item number six was approved letter of support for the McCook Community Hospital. This was for USDA loan that they're looking to get, or USDA financing on an oncology center and then a visitor center there. So mm-hmm. we approved all six items on that agenda, on the consent agenda. Then we had a few things for correspondence. Correspondence number one was Health Director Brandy Bird. She resigned mm-hmm. from the Health Board, and we wish her the best of luck. Her last day will be February 27th. That was item number one in correspondence. Item number two is notice of state jail inspections on February 27th at 9 o'clock. The county jail will be receiving some check or basically an inspection for the Nebraska Jail Standards Board.
Mm-hmm.
Item number three was Nebraska Department of Water, Energy, and Environment general permit for a concentrated agricultural feeding operation for Dafford Feed Yard located down by Danbury. And this was just a permit renewal through them. So that took care of correspondence. Then we did have one report from the clerk of the district court, monthly revenue report. They brought in $1,718.51. So,
okay.
Yeah, pretty light agenda. We adjourned at 9:50 yesterday, mm-hmm. and we meet again on February 23rd. So, our commissioner room will be used on that day for district court. So we have not named a new location, but it'll be somewhere in the courthouse in case people want to join the meeting. You bet.
So as far as find a new health director, are you going to hire within or just start interviews and stuff like that?
So the board is having a special meeting this week, and then they'll discuss that, and then we will probably post the spot. Yep. It'll be an RN position full time. Mm-hmm. You bet.
All right. Once again, next meeting on the 23rd, and as always, if folks want to come in and sit on the meetings, sometimes they're short, sometimes they're long. But sometimes they're right smack dab in the middle, but they can do that, can't they?
Yeah, absolutely. We encourage everybody, if you want to come sit in, come on by. We'd encourage it. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, give us a call. You bet.
Thank you very much for the almost 5 minutes.
Yeah, I know. I knew this was, I was like, boy, I should call Rich and see if it's even worth the while coming in. But
we always like to see her smiling face.
Here I am. You get a chance
to pick on her, you know, Miranda,
yeah,
out there.
Miranda,
so
she kind of, we always talk about this. She kind of stumbles in late most days.
Yeah,
so
she does. Hi,
here,
Miranda. We got to give her guff every now and then.
That's right. Keep her on her toes.